Hello everybody, good morning. This is Dat Nobo and you're listening to the Winning Life audio devotional. As we continue today on the subject that we have been dealing with on how to hear the voice of God, I want to say something quickly to you before we continue. Our world is not an ordinary world. I think it's a mistake if anyone would think that we live in an ordinary world. There are things that are happening beyond what our eyes can see. It's important for us as children of God to be able to hear the voice of God. It is not something for us to joke around with. It's important to hear the voice of God. I've been talking about fellowship as a means to hearing God's voice. And we've talked about how to fellowship with God. We've talked about worship, how important worship is. We've talked about the study of the Word. Yesterday I was teaching on how to study the Bible. And I gave you practical steps on how to cover the Bible within 11 months if you would commit to it. But today I want to talk about something that is very important. I think that this subject has not really been taught so much in the body of Christ, and it is important for us to get it. It is the subject that I call the art of meditation. The art of meditation. I'm going to read our key text, which is Joshua chapter number 1 and verse number 8. God speaking to Joshua, Joshua 1 and verse number 8. It says, this book of the law, or you can say the word of God, this word, the word of God shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it. I'm reading from the New King James. You shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. It says, when you meditate on the word of God by day and night, you see, first thing that would happen to you is that you would observe to do according to all that is written in it. It says, because you do that, because you observe to do, because you observe to take action on the words that you have been meditating on, it says, then you will make your way prosperous. I think this is very, very interesting. It's very important to get this. Not God, not the society, not your parents, not your friends. It says, you will make your way prosperous and then you will have good success. So basically, this is the step. When you meditate on the word of God, you will observe to do, and you will make your way prosperous because you observe to do, and because your way has become prosperous, you will have good success. A lot of believers chase after things, chase after money, chase after success. But God shows us how this is possible in His Word. A lot of believers struggle to live right, struggle to do things that are pleasing to God. But the key to being able to do, to obey God, is to meditate on the Word of God. Meditation is a powerful tool for every child of God. This is so powerful. And I pray for you today that by the help of the Holy Spirit, these words that I speak to you today will take a hold of your spirit, will take a hold of your mind, so that you would accept it and begin to practice meditating on the Word of God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Meditation conditions your mind. That's why it's important. The Bible says to us that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. How you think conditions your character, or decides or determines your character. How you think determines how you behave, how you treat people. God said to Joshua, you would observe to do according to all that is written. It will become easy for you to obey God. It will become easy for you to live right, for you to do things that please God when you meditate on His Word. When you choose to meditate on the Word of God. It says, this book of the law, in other words, the Word of God, shall not depart out of thy mouth. How? By day and by night. By day and by night. But you shall meditate on it. It says, then you would observe to do. You observe to do. It will be easier for you to do when you choose to meditate on the Word of God. Meditation programs your mind. Understand that your mind is a vital tool for obedience. The Bible says, when we walk in the Spirit, we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Listen, the fact that you love God, the fact that you pray in tongues, the fact that you worship, that you give, that you worship the Lord, does not mean that you cannot gratify the lust of the flesh. The Bible says to the carnally minded is death. So when your mind is controlled by the desires of your flesh, you will do things that are pleasing to the flesh. But when your mind begins to be controlled or programmed by the Word of God, the more you meditate on the Word, the easier it gets to live right. The easier it is for you to love people. The easier it is for you to glorify God with your lifestyle, because your mind is controlled by the Word. Jesus says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you want or what you desire, and it will be done, because you will not ask amiss. Because you will not ask so that you will consume it on your own desires or your own flesh or your own lust. But you will ask in accordance to the Word of God. And God cannot say no to His Word. Let me give you a practical example on how to meditate. Just take a popular scripture and I'll just show you how. According to the dictionary, meditation simply means to focus one's mind for a period of time in silence or with the aid of chanting for religious or spiritual purposes, as a method of relaxation. I take that again. This is according to the dictionary. Meditation simply means, or to meditate means, to focus one's mind for a period of time. In other words, once you want to meditate on the Word of God, you need to focus your mind for a period of time. Start with 5 minutes. Start with one particular verse of scripture, if you may. So I'm just going to give you a practical example. It says to focus one's mind for a period of time in silence or with the aid of chanting for religious or spiritual purposes. Let me give you an example quickly. I'm almost out of time. The book of Psalms, chapter number 23, and from verse number 1. This is a popular psalm. Psalms 23 from verse 1, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I need to repeat this. I can do it under my breath, but I need to focus on what I'm saying. I need to focus on it. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. Who is the Lord? I need to think about it as I mutter it to myself. Who is the Lord, the maker of the universe? Who is the Lord, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? our Father who is in heaven, the one who formed man from the dust, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, the one who is my preservation, who is my protection, the Lord strong and mighty. He is greater than all. He is wiser than all. He is all powerful. The one to whom nothing is impossible. That is the Lord, who is my shepherd. Because he is my shepherd, you can put your name there. I, Datsun Obor, shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So when the troubles of life come to you, take the word of God and begin to meditate on it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Say it over and over again. Notice I'm not even going down to the other verses, but I'm focused on saying this, that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I will not want. I do not want for what to eat. I do not want for clothes to wear. If I go down to the other verses, because he's my shepherd, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. So when trouble comes, I declare that the Lord leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul in the time of trouble. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear. I will not fear. I will not fear. I declare it, I say it over and over again, so that this word takes control of my mind. Do you understand what I'm doing? I'm meditating on the word. It says, for you are with me, Lord. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Verse number 5, it says, you have prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You've anointed my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If it is not good, it will not follow me. It says, goodness and mercy. The only things that follow me are goodness and mercy. The only things that follow me are goodness and mercy. I meditate on the word today in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today that as you choose to meditate on the word of God will become life to your flesh. It will become health to your bones. It will become so clear to you. It will become your reality in the name of Jesus. I stand with you in prayer for whatever it is that you believe in God for. As you choose to meditate on the word today, the Lord answers you. The Lord strengthens you. The Lord makes a way for you where there seems to be no way. In the name of Jesus, I pray a restoration. I pray healing for your body, for your mind. In the name of Jesus, I pray healing over your mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord glorifies himself in you. Your life will never remain the same again. Today, I declare that you are blessed. I declare that you will go forward. I declare that it is well with you. In Jesus' wonderful name, you have been listening to the Winning Life audio devotional. God bless you. God increase you. Until we meet again, my name is Datsun Obor, your brother. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.